Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, May 29th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
This is a moment of catastrophe, of savagery.
Israeli troops reach centre of Rafah in Gaza and man appears in court over fatal stabbing in Kerry. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israeli forces have reportedly reached the centre of the southern Gazan city of Rafah and seized a strategically important area overlooking the nearby border with Egypt. The Israeli military says its troops are continuing activities against terror targets in Rafah 3 weeks after it launched the ground operation there. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says Israel needs to cease operations in Gaza to ensure the release of the remaining hostages.
We have to make up our mind that this is the time. There are probably some of the leaders of the terrorist organizations will still be alive, but their lives are much less of importance to us than the possible loss of our own citizens.
The Data Protection Commission has launched an investigation into two data breaches at the HSE last year. The inquiry will look into how a video featuring a large number of historic patient files in a disused Donegal hospital appeared on TikTok. It will also examine how sensitive personal data is being stored at external storage facilities, with security breaches recorded at two such buildings. The HSE confirmed last night it's received a notice of commencement of an inquiry from the DPC and says it will fully cooperate. A man charged with manslaughter in connection with the fatal stabbing in Kerry has been refused bail. 35-year-old Kieran Brady of Upper Athy, County Limerick, appeared before a special sitting of Listowel District Court last night. Trasa Murphy has the details.
Kieran Brady has been charged with the manslaughter of Gerard Kennelly, who died in the early hours of Monday morning in Knockanure near Listowel. The state opposed bail, citing the seriousness of the charge, the evidence in support of the charge, and the possibility he would be a flight risk. Mr. Brady's solicitor said there was no reason why his client's liberty should be removed, and that any concerns could be allayed by very strict bail conditions. Judge Alan Mitchell refused bail, citing the seriousness of the charge. Kieran Brady was remanded in custody to appear before Killarney District Court next Tuesday.
A new report highlights a need for better access to intensive care beds. Hospitals also need to prioritise discharges to free up space for their sickest patients. That's according to the annual Irish National ICU audit. Professor Rory Dwyer is the audit's clinical lead. He says despite significant investment, ICU bed availability still isn't meeting demand, leading to delays in admissions and discharges.
The beds are pretty well full all the time. And that puts huge pressure on staff, for one thing. There's no slack in the system to allow for admissions and discharges, and it does delay admission to ICU. Ideally, for any very dynamic system like intensive care, where there are fluctuations in demand, you might want a bed urgently. You'd aim for targets around 85% bed occupancy, and 95% or more doesn't allow for that.
Mandatory drug testing for drivers in serious crashes will be in place by the bank holiday weekend. Junior Transport Minister Jack Chambers has signed a new order into law, which comes into effect from midnight on Friday. It's being introduced as part of the new Road Traffic Act, which forms a key part of the government's response to a rising trend in road deaths. Minister Chambers says it's an important milestone for road safety.
We've seen very worrying trends over the last number of weeks and months with the Gardaí detecting increased drug use and those that are using drugs and driving, which is contributing to the wider rise in fatalities and collisions that we're seeing across society. And this provision will make a difference in tackling those that are driving recklessly on our roads who've consumed drugs.
Donald Trump's lawyers have spent more than 3 hours on closing arguments in his criminal trial. The former US president is accused of criminally altering business records to cover up a payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Speaking outside the New York courthouse, his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, said it would be a travesty if the decision goes against him.
And to the jury, when they realize these people who have wasted 5 weeks of their time in there, that they have been part of a political game, as New Yorkers, I'm pretty sure they're going to be upset about it. This is not the United States of America if this is successful. This is Banana Republic type stuff.
In entertainment news, Albert S. Ruddy, the Oscar-winning producer of The Godfather, has died at the age of 94. Actor Al Pacino says the writer gave him the gift of encouragement when he needed it most on the movie. His other credits include The Longest Yard and Million Dollar Baby, which he also received an Academy Award for. Before he died, he declared, "The game is over, but we won the game." And in sport and soccer, Republic of Ireland interim boss John O'Shea says he's delighted to have Tom Cannon involved with the senior squad. The Leicester City striker has been called up for the upcoming friendlies with Hungary and Portugal. The 21-year-old has represented the Ireland under-21s and scored twice in 13 games for the Foxes this season as they secured Premier League promotion. John O'Shea is thrilled that Cannon has committed to the Republic of Ireland after taking time out from international football to assess his options.
I spoke to him and his agent as well, and just to kind of say, look, take your time, and when you're ready, just get back in touch with me. And thankfully they did. They got back in touch and we were able to obviously have another conversation. He was with his family when I spoke to him, so they were very happy and very proud to be obviously committing to the Republic of Ireland.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.